Well, so happy to have with me the organizers of the Shipyard Shindig, and we're getting ready for that coming up this weekend. Welcome, guys.
Thanks so much for having us, Jonathan.
So so who do we have here? Who are the folks that jumped into this kind of ring?
Well, my name is Tiffany Price Murray, and
my name is James Dobbin.
And you guys decided to do this. Why?
Well, we wanted to do it because we wanted to give something back to the community. I moved back from Calgary after 20 years and saw a need for live music, especially with the closing of Furkenstein, which was a great live music venue. And at that point, yeah, we decided that we thought we could contribute something to the community from a music community perspective, as well as hopefully raising some money for some organizations in the area.
And who's reaping the benefits from money raised?
The goal is to provide money to the Blue Nose Coastal Action Fund, as well as some community sports groups.
Nice.
As long as it goes well.
Fingers crossed. I mean, the weather, fingers crossed, looking good so far. So
21 and sun, baby. 21 and sun.
That's Tiffany's doing.
Yeah, magic.
Well, I love how the logo you guys have, how you've put everything together. Shipyard's Landing, such a great spot for a concert. And just congratulations on everything. Where did the name Shindig come from?
Well, we feel as though like a shindig is sort of a natural response to Nova Scotians coming together, kitchen parties, wanting to be together, celebrate, have good music, drink a few beers, come together, have some games, support one another, and really just have a really great time. So seems suiting.
So this is going to be, it's all ages, but yet it's also a license. Is that true?
Correct. We have a licensed area with local breweries and distilleries. So we've got Saltbox Brewing providing the beer and Coldstream providing the RTDs. But we do have the rest of the space is all ages. And one of the things to note is that children under 12 are free admission for the event. So I don't know if a lot of people pick that up.
Mm-hmm. And if we look at the style of music that's offered up, some of the bands here I know, some of the performers I'm hearing for the first time. So what can we expect?
Well, we are very fortunate to have a varied range of music. So we are starting with our bands. We have the Come Up Band from the high school. They're known as The Jury, formerly known as Young Folk. They are absolutely incredible. You have to come out and see them. They're playing first right at 11 a.m. Then we're moving into bands that are more well-known, Air Traffic Control, Andre Petipas, singer-songwriter. And then we have Juno-nominated Etienne Jax, who are doing a hip-hop, live hip-hop. It's so incredible. They are phenomenal. And then we have No Issue, that's sort of a little bit of fusion, reggae, hip-hop, singer-songwriter, and the DJs, of course. We have Double A, who plays a lot of soul and funk and, like, sing-along Stevie Wonder. And we're going to have his music really for every generation will know. And then, of course, DJ IV, Classified's tour DJ, who is going to rock the show. And we're just going to dance and celebrate and get down all night long.
So how long does it go?
It goes from 11 a.m. to roughly 10:30 p.m. And I just want to note that No Issue hasn't performed together in over 3 years. So this is kind of our reunion show, which we're really excited to have these guys together for that.
That's awesome. They are so great. Mm-hmm. And so sad to see them break up. So it's great to see them back together again.
Yeah, it was like sort of perfect timing. I walked into Fancy Pants Cafe and Mo was standing there and we had one spot left. And I was like, oh my gosh, Mo, what's the chance that you guys want to get together for this one show? And she was like, hey, let me message them right now. And it was like phone messaging and it all just came together so beautifully. It was like perfect timing.
That's awesome. What has been that's certainly a great organizational story, but what has been the biggest feeling of success with getting things ready for Saturday?
The community support.
Absolutely.
I would say
the fact that our sponsors, our headlining sponsor, Clean Water Specialists, and all of the other sponsors that immediately were just like, yes, this is something that we want to be a part of. And just recognizing the need of things like this in our community where you know, we want reasons to get together and we want reasons to celebrate one another and come together and just be in joy. And they realized that and said, we absolutely want to be a part of this. So we're so fortunate to have all of our sponsors supporting us right from day one.
And also putting Bridgewater a bit on the map as far as a tourist destination, you know, that was a part of the goal. Everybody goes to Mahone Bay and Lunenburg and they have some great, amazing events there. But Bridgewater, we were trying to build some sort of marquee event here. And I think hopefully this can be it. And the town of Bridgewater's support has been absolutely phenomenal. They've supported us 100% along the way. So
definitely.
Feel very lucky. It's very different than a lot of communities we've done events in. So
what is the plan to continue with the shipyard shindig shenanigans each year or what?
That's the goal.
Definitely is. Yeah. Again and again.
Okay. And did you pick this date as, like, was this a planned choice to have it around Father's Day or just kind of the way it fell?
Well, you know what? It is the start of festival season, and we wanted to kind of get in there early, get people excited, get people engaged, sort of set the standard for what the festival season for the rest of the summer looks like, and get people really, really excited to come to Bridgewater to participate and to just enjoy everything that we have to offer here.
And it's the summer solstice. It's just the weekend before the summer solstice, which is
longest.
Hopefully that was like, we were like trying to find a weekend that had good weather.
Uh-huh.
21 and sun, baby.
Yeah.
Well, there It looks like it worked out. So we can find out more. There are still tickets available, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's still tickets online at shipyardshindig.ca or visit, you know, like our social media. There's links on there to it. Tickets sales or tickets will go up at the door. So we encourage people to buy tickets in advance. So, you know, the food trucks and the vendors know what to provide. So, yeah.
Okay. And so get your tickets. Plan to be there at 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday and right into the nighttime. Thanks, guys, for doing this. It's fantastic.
Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having us.
Shipyard Shindig this Saturday. Don't miss it down at Shipyard's Landing in Bridgewater.